Well, registration all over in the north or in the south or the diaspora is progressing pretty good. It is very good in southern Sudan. It is also good abroad. It is improving in the north. The figures are picking up on a daily basis, which is a good sign of progress, and I think that is good.
George, will you say that the increased figures you are seeing in the north, can you attribute that to the intensified media campaign that the referendum commission has been embarking on, or what can you attribute it to?
Yes, well, I can attribute that to a number of factors. One of them, of course, is the improved media campaign situation, having adopted new methods of intensifying information work and media campaign, and also some administrative measures the commission has undertaken based on some observations by the commission itself and by others, which they told the commission, and the commission is, of course, opened to always improve on its work because perfection and the success of the referendum is our goal.
George, both the SPLM and the NCP have expressed concerns about what they have described as intimidation and harassment. How is the commission addressing these concerns?
Yes, these two parties, political parties, have expressed concerns. In fact, a high-level National Congress Party delegation visited the commission yesterday, and they raised concerns and observations, and the commission members had a useful and exhaustive discussion on these matters. Of course, it would resolve that we are open to ideas given by people for observations, and we were studying some of the observations they made and see if they hold ground, then definitely an improvement will be done. The political aspect is left to them. The political aspect is left to the parties to sort out, because accusations and counter-accusations among political parties is none of the concern of the commission. We advise them, the chairman of the commission advise them, that please, you better create a conducive atmosphere under which the referendum could be carried out. Because whatever wrangling that may go on among the two major partners can impact negatively on the process. And so it was advisable that they sort out these issues and create such a condition that would allow the commission to do its work in a conducive atmosphere.
Benjamin, will the commission create a platform that both the SPLM and the NCP will talk among themselves as this registration exercise go on to ensure credibility of the referendum?
Well, the commission is beyond the competence of the commission to really set up forums or platforms for political parties. It is none of its business, really, because that would drag it to matters which are none of its concern, and may derail it from really concentrating on just giving to it. But it is for the political parties, particularly the SPLM and the National Congress Party, which are partners to the agreement and partners in the government, and they have been agreeing on many hot issues before. Why would they not sit down now and agree on issues that would create conducive conditions for the commission to do its work?